and hounds.
Release the hounds!
With Columbus Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella.
Brought to you by Telhio Credit Union.
All right, that time of the week, we hook it up with the head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets, John Tortorella, Hockey and Hounds, brought to you by Telhio Credit Union. Torts, great to have you. How are you feeling?
Very good, very good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well, thanks. You know, we've been talking about this stuff with you for a while now, and hopefully everything's still going in the right direction. Your connection with the guys that have done the voluntary skating and what's been going on with the assistant coaches, can you update us on the last week and how that's gone?
Yeah, well, the assistant coaches haven't been on the ice yet with them. They've had to go through physicals, the testing and all that. They will start tomorrow as far as going on. I think we have right now 9 guys. There are more and more people coming in, you know, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, in that area there at the end of June. So as far as on ice touching with the coaches, it has not happened yet. It'll start Thursday.
And so, Torch, you talked about the testing and everything. Have you experienced the testing? I mean, and if you have, what has it been like for you? And is it something you're looking forward to going forward?
I have not experienced the testing. I'm not allowed in the building. And I refuse to go in a different entrance and not be able to talk to the players. So I just don't go in. July 10th, I will be there. That's when everybody, we can do it as a group. I feel kind of useless going into the building and you know, it, and I get it. I'm not complaining about it, but I'm not going to go there to twiddle my thumbs. If I'm afraid I'll break the rules or do something wrong if I get in the building when this player's there. So I'm just going to stay away.
Probably a good idea. I know that we asked you, and you're going to rely on your goaltending coach, and you're going to rely on what you see as we ramp up here and get ready for real playoff hockey. But I would ask it this way. Neither one of these guys has playoff-type experience. But do you think that one of your goaltenders has a different knack for it? I guess what I – you know, yeah. I hear from fans all the time saying – boy, this seems like a something built for Elvis, you know, like he loves the spotlight. Yeah. When he was forced in there, the 5 shutouts in eight games. But then Corposalo gives you also a really good sense of a guy who's, if he's on his game, can be very good. Does that have a feel for you? Because neither one of these guys has been in that kind of a spotlight.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about it internally. Like with Elvis has played – a lot of big games in another rink, in another country, playoff games. He's been involved in I think, more of that than Corpy in a playoff-type atmosphere, although it's not in the National Hockey League.
Okay.
But he's played some big games and has been involved in situations like that. So I have to think of that. I have to try to hang my hat on something with the inexperience that we do have with the goalies. Corpy has played in the American League was taken out in a playoff series, and Forsberg just wouldn't give the net back when they won the Calder Cup. And so there's things that we have discussed. You certainly think of Elvis in a big game situation, and you say that's what he's built for. But the inexperience of it, does he blow up because of it? You know, it's so easy to go down the wrong road when you're just thinking about one certain situation. But Yarmo and I have talked about Elvis has played a lot of big games overseas in big tournaments and has probably felt that more than Corpy. But we're still going to let this play out and go about it.
So, Torch, you said you got July 10th circled on the calendar for your return. Do you have your program set in place at that? And is that something that you've pushed in the desk and you're done with it and you're just going to institute it then? Or is this something that it draws you back and you keep second guessing and trying to tweak as you move forward?
Yeah, it's probably the most, it's the thing I thought about most, Bobby. And I cannot outline it. As much as coaches like to have it in their folder, all ready to go, we've had months to prepare for this. This is a situation where I don't think we can do that. I think we have to do but day by day, because I do think we need the help of the players and conversations with the players as each and every day goes by. And I think we touched upon this last week, where I can't have a stringent, okay, 8:45 we're here and 9:15 we're there. We've got to feel this. We've got to feel what it looks like. We've got to use our gut, and we have to show the players respect in letting them be part of this now. It's something I've never done, as far as if you call a camp. I really don't care what the players think about camp. We're going to put you through the paces, and this is the way it's going to be. This is different. We have got to collaborate here, and this is where I have a true trust in the players. As we've gone through, four or five of my camps, they're going to want it. But they're also, I hope they're smart, because we just don't want injuries going into to a best of five series, a very short series.
Yeah, very short series, and against a very good team. Second in the league in scoring are the Toronto Maple Leafs. So this is Hockey and Hounds with Torts, brought to you by Tell Higher Credit Union. So right now, based on the regular season, I would ask you this about your blue line. So we all know about the Jonesy and Zach and Murr and Gabby and Savvy. I'm just curious, is that final spot a very, very tough one for you right now? Or maybe somebody on that third pairing in that sixth spot, so to speak. How big of a decision is that, going against a team that's second in the league in scoring?
Yeah, they've got some balance through their lines as far as scoring. And, so it's a very important decision. Peeker comes in and plays really well. Can he handle the speed? Can he handle the outside speed of Toronto, which they have a ton of? Those are questions we have to ask. Kukan is healthy. He was turning into – he was going a jet stream as far as going up, as far as his play. Carries the puck, gets us out of the end zone. Not afraid to make a mistake. He was playing really well. Is he set to play? Harry, he brings the jam underneath the hash mark as far as closing people out and all that. There are a number of players that are going to fight for that spot. If there's one spot that's going to be fought for, it's going to be that one. And probably, I'd say two on the fourth line and probably one on the third line. As far as, for me, as I've done lineups, as far as we've got to wait and see what guys look like and who can win that spot.
Yeah.
You talked about that, Torts, and the chemistry is such an interesting piece. And, with the injuries and guys coming back, it seems great to have more talent, but it's also tough to try to get guys to be playing together in a very abbreviated time. I mean, how are you going to try to balance and juggle those pieces when, talent versus chemistry and where guys are kind of at this point?
Yeah, it's a great question, Bobby, and where we lived on chemistry for months during the regular season. As far as what our lineup was, we lived on that camaraderie and just the grind of playing as a team. It's going to be so important because, all of the Yorkshire is going to play. He's healthy. He's going to play. Texie, if he's healthy, he's probably going to play. Jonesy's obviously playing. These guys start coming back in, and does Gerbs lose his spot where he was so important for us as far as just what he brought as far as energy and kind of glued us? So it's one of the greatest questions in all sports, I think, glue versus the talent. And I'm not trying to be wishy-washy. I have to wait and see. I tell you, my stomach and my coach's stomach, our gut feeling as we start a series, those are the decisions we're going to have to make with our stomach, because we don't have a regular season to play. We don't have a month to play. And you figure out what your lineup is going into playoffs. And a best three out of five, we've really got to try to nail down these decisions. It's going to be a lot done on field.
All right, we'll wrap it with this. Speaking of one of your coaches, I want to give a shout-out to Brad Shaw and his family, including their daughter, Caroline, who Brad and Caroline were up in the Polaris area, and they noticed some feral stray cat and kittens. And they rescued him from a very busy intersection, brought him to Homeless to Home, the wonderful shelter in Marion, Ohio. Mary, his wife, has fostered kittens. They brought him there the last couple of years. Brad's been transporting cats to them. And I think he was even keeping one at his home office, which is funny. And he's always been kind of a dog guy. But he said he's learning a lot more about cats. And they have a litter of kittens for adoption that Mary rescued when they were very young. But Your old grizzled defenseman, Brad Shaw, still battling in the corners and making quick decisions when it comes to adoption. So just a wonderful thing that he would never want to be acknowledged for, but a wonderful thing that he did recently.
And that family, Mary and the whole group, they're lunatics when it comes to this. they are. They are. They've done so much great work. Shaw's the guy I was talking. He showed me some pictures of the kittens, and he was about – I think he was going to go home, and we were talking about the schedule as far as meetings to get ready. And I said, Shawzy, let's get to the most important stuff. Let's get the kittens straightened out first. And that's the first order of business, to getting those things straightened out. And, yeah, Mary and the whole family there, they've done some terrific stuff with animal welfare in the area, through St. Louis, through all areas. So I'm glad you mentioned them, Anthony. They're fantastic people.
Terrific. And so the two cats, I think one adult, I think they've gotten some adopted, but the celebrity CBJ kittens and cat are at Homeless to Home in Marion, Ohio, where they help every kind of animal. And when you and Yarmo came out to the outing, that's what it benefited Homeless to Home. Direct impact. They have small animals. They have others for adoption. They have rabbits, guinea pigs, chickens, ducks. They get an occasional pot-bellied pig. They never turn any animal away. They're a shelter for the shelters in that way. So I'm going to preach to people that what they always need are volunteers. They have several volunteers who drive all the way from Lancaster to help, from Columbus to help. If anyone out there is interested in helping, even helping once a week, it makes such a big difference, and it's so fulfilling. So 2020, make a difference. Homeless to Home in Marion, Ohio. Check out their Facebook page. They're trying to do a little annual sale where they'll have a huge parking lot sale fundraiser the third weekend in July for people who want to donate, like clean, usable items. They really need the help. So please check them. Message them on Facebook, Homeless to Home Animal Rescue and Cat Sanctuary in Marion, Ohio. And the Shaws have certainly made their contribution. And I don't have news for you on Bane, the special needs pity, yet, but I will tell you this. It is being circulated tremendously in our state on social media. I really hope that I will have something for you in the coming weeks, because he's out there and people have been noticing him, and all of the animal lovers that are on social media with me have really taken this and run with it. So I'm really hoping to report something, hopefully in the next couple weeks, Torts. And I want to wish you a pre-happy Father's Day coming up this weekend.
Yeah, and you are not a father, Anthony?
Just a father to the four-leggers.
Yeah. That's more important. Bobby, happy Father's Day, and to all the fathers out there. And that group that I was fortunate enough that you invited me to, that golf outing, that fundraiser, what terrific people there in that shelter, the Homeless to Home. That was a great day for us, and I really enjoyed that. So, they push hard.
Yes, Janine and her husband Jay and Chris and all their volunteers, I love them to the end of the world. And I told them, you know, we're having the golf outing again this year, August 24th. And I said, God willing, the Jackets will still be playing. So Coach won't have time, but we're doing it again. So thanks, be well, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Great talking to you guys. Be well.
You too. That is Torts Hockey and Hounds, brought to you by Telhio Credit Union, where they make a generous donation every time Torts calls in. And now he's done it throughout the offseason, and there is no offseason. It's just on, off, whatever. He's always there for us, even when he's out of town. And Bobby, I thought when he said, you know, Kooks really brings the jam, your follow-up. But does he bring the jelly?
Both.
And the preserves. All right, NFL two-minute drill next. Carpenter and Rothman on the Fan.
We've been your Jackets flagship station since day one. All the goals, all the action, all the memories. Your home for the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Fan, Ohio sports destination.